Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Max Harding, and with me is Riley, and we are here to create another racing list. Riley has a YouTube account, so please go check that out. It's Overlord X. I'll leave that in the description. Today's list is on Cobra Kai Best Fighters, so one-to-one, hand-to-hand combat. So this will be including the senseis, and it's a top 10. There were other characters, but I feel like we're doing the best of the best. But before we begin, Riley, how was your day?
Brilliant, actually. Managed to put in a lot of gaming time. Started to record new videos on my YouTube. But yeah, pretty good, actually.
And like I said, don't forget to go check out Riley's YouTube account. Please don't forget to subscribe. And also, we have the Instagram account of the Rating List Podcast, underscores in each of those words, so the underscore rating, and then you get the idea. So this is a new series on Netflix. It used to be on YouTube Premium. It's so good, you have to watch it. It's got to be in the top somewhere in like the Netflix shows. It's really good, and Riley's a big fan. This is not your easy list to make, but I hope you enjoy. Now, if you disagree with his choices, fine, comment them in the comments, and if you agree, then great, we all have our own opinion. And I was looking at Riley's list earlier, and I was like, yeah, I've changed that a bit, but that's a good thing, because if we didn't have our own opinions, then there'd be no point of the rating list. So, I've got nothing else to say now. So, Riley, who's coming in at number 10?
Okay. So, at number 10, I put Aisha. And now, you may be wondering, why did I put Aisha? It's because at the start of Season 1, Aisha was the first girl and the second person to join Cobra Kai. And as soon as she joined, whilst Miguel was also he trained for quite a while before Aisha came, Aisha just completely destroyed him. Since she came before without any training, and Sensei Lawrence called her a natural cobra, which is quite a praise, really. Which, in my opinion, makes her seem more skilled against compared to the others. But obviously, yeah, She's not the best, but she was kind of slept on in season 2. But I still think she deserves quite a high place.
Yeah, I do. She isn't the best, but she is in the tournament. She doesn't make it to the final or the semi-finals, but she has a hard opponent.
Yeah,
she has a hard opponent, and she basically just gets a bit annoyed and stuff. But to be fair, she didn't do too badly. She probably would lose to most of the people in this fight. Yeah, I sort of agree with putting her 10th. Obviously, she does get bullied and stuff, but then her, from getting bullied, then deciding to go to Cobra Kai is big. That takes courage and stuff. And then, yeah, so I agree with Aisha. Have you got anything else to say about Aisha?
Not really. Obviously, the person in the next spot, and Aisha, caused a bit of a problem with Samantha, and think that's part of it just leads on to something new compared to what she was.
Do you think Aisha and Samantha will be friends?
But yeah,
Riley, do you think Aisha and Samantha will be friends?
Yep, I do think so in season 3, because if you don't know about what happened in season 2, I'm not going to spoil it quite yet, but with what happens to Miguel, I think that Samantha might leave karate completely, and that might kind of patch up the relationship between her and Aisha. So yeah, I think they'll be friends again.
Fair enough. Yeah, obviously, before we're about to spoil things, we'll go spoiler alert on this. So if you haven't watched the second season yet, you might want to watch out for those. Yeah. So, I am so far on your list. I agree with Aisha. So, who's coming in at number nine?
At number nine, I've placed Tori.
Tori.
Now, before I begin, I just want to say the senseis, so like the four senseis, so John Creasis, Miyagi, Daniel Russo, and Johnny Norman, will all be from number one to number four. So from number five to number 10 are all the kids. So obviously they're not placing quite as highly as they should be.
Yeah.
So I put Tori because when she first joined, quite like Aisha, she completely destroyed Miguel and did her own without much training. And overall, she's a very, very decent fighter, and she basically went neck to neck with Samantha. The only reason I wouldn't place her as high is because her last resort was to use dirty fighting. I wouldn't place her quite as highly because it proves that when she like lost in skill, that she resorts to other ways of violence.
Now, this is bad to say, and I feel bad to admit this, but I actually want Miguel and Tori to stay together instead of Miguel and Samantha. I just think Miguel and Samantha are over, and, like, Samantha found Rory, Miguel found Tori, and I'm just like, yeah, I like Tori. I mean, it's bad to say, but I like Tori. I just lack the...
Yeah,
I just prefer Tori over Samantha, and I know that's bad to say because she is quite dirty and stuff, fighter. But I just prefer her.
I think even after this, I think we need to do a spoiler alert because when Miguel
spoiler alert.
Falls, yes,
yeah, when Miguel falls,
yeah, when he falls. He is landed in hospital, which he could have died. I mean, we might still die. We don't know yet. Three months have come.
He won't die.
But I reckon this might make Samantha very, like, angry towards Robbie and really sad towards Miguel. And I reckon if Samantha goes back to, say, Miguel being sorry if he does come back, I reckon that Miguel might be angry at, like, Tori for trying to hurt her, because that's the entire reason it sparked. And I reckon that if them two come together, they might start going out again. But we'll see.
What's it called? I just think Samantha tries to be sort of too innocent, if you know what I mean. I mean, I know it's...
Yes,
I mean, that could be considered a good thing. But as in, like... She's like... She only wants...
She's not as innocent as she... Yeah.
She's only got the fighting spirit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, sorry, should I go on to number eight?
Number eight.
Okay. So for number eight, I've put Hawk, or Eli, as he's actually called. But, the reason I place him here is because... he's just a very decent fighter, and... Honestly, he's personally one of my favourites because he had the biggest transformation of personality and appearance-wise in the entire series on both of them. But I think that the reason I placed him mainly is the show of his talent when it was won in the actual tournament. Although he did fight dirty, I still reckon he might have carried on to place higher. Obviously, he wouldn't beat Robbie, I don't think. And then also...
He lost against Robbie.
The black and red flag, like, in season two, they get each team like black and red.
Bandanas, yeah.
And you have to get the banners off. And it was... There was Miguel and Hawk fighting. Hawk was so close to winning that I just think he nearly outskilled Miguel, but... Miguel just came out on top, so I reckon he's a very good fighter.
I just think... Yeah. I don't think Hawk could beat Miguel. I just don't... I feel like Hawk sometimes gets... He lets his emotions take away, and he'll basically just swing a punch, completely miss, and Miguel will just take him out and use that against him. I feel like his anger could be used against him quite easily.
It's his weakness, emotions. Because, say, in the last episode of Cobra Kai, when he's chasing Dimitri down the hallway, Dimitri turns around and kicks him because Hawk's not expecting it because he's too full of rage.
Exactly. He just can't. He can't. His surprise lets him down. So then, when Dimitri blocks it, he's like, "What?" And then Dimitri just throws him to the trophy cabinet. Or kicks him into it.
Yeah. But apart from that, I think he's a very good fighter.
Yeah. I sort of prefer him to Dimitri. I think what he does to Dimitri is bad, obviously. But,
What Dimitri does to Eli, who's a Hawk, is just... Yeah, that made me cringe.
Yeah. You felt bad for him. You just feel bad for Eli.
But yeah.
Oh, not Eli. Yeah, not Eli, Dimitri. But then you feel bad for... Yeah, you just feel bad.
Yeah, I feel bad for both of them. But they... I think what Dimitri did was completely out of order.
Mm. Well, I think
he...
At one point...
He got what was coming to him. Not saying it was right what Hawk did or whatever, but he did do some pretty bad stuff. Not physically, but mentally attacking someone like that. Anyway, number 7, I put Samantha LaRusso.
Samantha.
And now, out of all of the children, she's the third best one in my opinion, because she comes neck to neck with Robbie King, and obviously Robbie's really, really good, but Samantha, obviously she's had an entire background of karate,
because
her dad, Daniel LaRusso, but the only reason I want to place her, say, higher is because she's not the smartest fighter or the smartest person either. Because, if you just, like, in the first season, you pick up on the fact that Daniel finds Samantha trying to do some karate training, and she does this role where she gets... she leaves herself open, and I think this happens again in season 2, not the role, but she gets weak spots and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she doesn't think about what she's doing half the time. But yeah, apart from that, I might have even placed a joint with Robbie, but yeah.
Fair enough, we've never actually had a joint placed things that. But yeah, I may have put Hawk above, and I see what you mean. Hawk, everyone has like a particular weakness, I say, except for like Miguel and Robbie mainly, but
it's fine.
Yeah, but I think Hawks, he lets his anger out. Samantha, she just thinks she can get away with like these small things, like say she misses a punch, yeah, she thinks she can get away with it, but then she'll just get like surprised when she gets hit back, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Number, is it 6? Yeah, it's number 6, yeah.
Yeah. The number 6, obviously, there's only 2 places left for the children.
Mm.
I will have to just go with Robbie.
And
the reason I put Robbie here is because he has proven himself. I think his story is relatively like Daniel LaRusso's, apart from he was not being bullied. He was more like stealing and doing stuff because he had a really bad background.
Yeah.
With mum being quite disloyal and stuff, and not being a very good mother. He was left and he was doing drugs and all that. But he came from nothing to becoming a very, very good fighter. And nearly, I think he might have even won the All Valley tournament.
Had a dislocated arm.
Hawk didn't injure him.
Mm.
Yeah. Apart from that, I think he's definitely belonging in this place.
Yeah, definitely. I think he tries to find peace. It's weird because he doesn't really strike me as a person who tries to find peace with themselves. As in, you see it when he's in the tournament. He tries to do, what's it called? Yeah. He tries to do... when Daniel, like, where he just basically where he basically just finds peace and just puts one arm out, sort of thing. Like, it just feels like a bit odd with him, if you know what I mean, because like, because of his background and because of stealing and stuff.
Yeah, he's quite a he's already quite a masculine, aggressive character.
Yeah,
and I just look, I can't see someone that would be that peaceful, but he is. So there's place in there, but obviously you haven't seen the end of season two. Spoiler alert! But obviously, Robbie.
Kicks.
So Robbie and Miguel fight.
Yeah, they fight.
Miguel wins.
He does win.
Mercy. Yeah, and basically Robbie then reacts to his being Mercy and throws him over the banister, which he then brings his back. And
we don't know if it breaks his back.
I think that's where it kind of shows that he's not as peaceful as he may have seemed.
Yeah, that really annoys me because it's like, he's won, and then he shows you Marcy, and you go kick him off and almost kill him and stuff. But it's just like, I don't understand. Miguel, if he didn't show him Marcy, then he would have just like basically almost killed Robbie, so, or broken his arm or something. So, and it's.
Breaking an arm isn't anything compared to breaking a spine.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he definitely broke some bones, and, well, I just really hope he's alright.
Yeah.
In season three.
It's,
I mean, it's amazing,
and then he runs away. He's a coward. He tries to find all this peace and acts like he is what's it called? All this peaceful, and he's trying to change. But he just does that stuff like that, and it just, and then he runs away and stuff. So that part does annoy me about him. But he is a good fighter.
Would you stay there and accept being arrested, or
no? He wasn't gonna get.
Would you?
Oh wait.
Honestly?
I would have been, yeah, I would have had to stay. You've got to do the moral thing. And if you've kicked someone off the banister, I wouldn't necessarily he'd go to prison unless we killed him. But as in, my point is, although he's a great fighter and stuff, he just shows these, his weakness is, what's it called? Sort of fear of not necessarily getting in trouble, but of his past. And then when he kicks Miguel off, he's just like, it just really annoys me because he shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, it's the initial fear of like, what have I done? What have I done? I have to get out of it. Not so much I have to get out of here, but he's just so overwhelmed by what he's done. He doesn't know how to react, so he might run for that reason because he wouldn't mark me as someone who would normally run from things.
No, he does think of me. I feel like if he did something like that, he'd always run and stuff, if you know what I mean. It's hard to say.
He is quite a controversial character, so.
Mm.
But yeah. So should I get on to number one?
No, it's not number one, it's number five, but in terms of all the young
ones.
Number
one for
ones,
the children.
Yeah.
Number five
the younger ones.
Like, actual overall rating. Yeah. So.
Five.
And number
in
five.
The actual series, yeah.
Or number one.
Number five.
I just have to do Dimitri.
I thought you weren't using Dimitri.
So number five, I'm Miguel Diaz.
I was going to put Stingray.
This probably doesn't come as any surprise to anyone. But
yeah, Miguel definitely
was the definition of perseverance.
Yeah.
Although Robbie did change from nothing to be something, Miguel just. He was so, he persevered and did everything Johnny Lawrence told him. I personally think it's remarkable what he came from. Mm-hmm. He wanted to learn so he could actually defend himself.
I did that at home.
Instead of like not even reaching out, he actually came to someone, mm-hmm. which takes a lot of nerve, and he did everything for a sensei who literally hadn't like, he had a dojo, but he had no students, so that's it's a bold move, and I think he very much persevered from that.
I think one of the most satisfying scenes is when he beats up Kylo on that.
He basically beat him like every single character.
Yeah. It's that scene where you see him beat up Kylo and stuff, and then they leave him alone, and that's from him training practically every day and not giving up, and then that gets the dojo like up and running. But it does annoy me when Johnny is being like really harsh on to the students, and they start leaving. It's funny though, but yeah.
Yeah. That's it for the children, but. Let's go on to number four.
Number four.
I think I'm going to put Johnny Lawrence.
I disagree with this.
This might be quite surprising.
I'm very surprised.
Overall, he's made a big leap because he was obviously like a Cobra Kai, like John Kreese, like really aggressive and all that, but he had to change his fighting style completely. Not completely, but it's quite a like, big move, which it made him reconsider stuff, and I think it really hit him hard with the mental game. And I think that's why I think his like fighting kind of decreased in, like, it's just not as good as it. Well, before he started the dojo, if you saw the way he handled
was living,
the teenagers, I reckon he's probably better then than he is now because he's still trying to change the way his dojo works.
Wait, so do you think strike hard, strike first, no mercy, is when he was like that at the start, was better than how he is now?
I would say so. I know you might disagree because he has been training a lot. It's just that change in mentality that might have, like, say if someone's playing drums for ages and they just pick up a completely different style of drumming, it's going to be pretty hard to adjust because it's, like, completely different because he's going to show mercy. But showing mercy, he might show it in the wrong kind of place and like not win. So, I'm not even too sure on this position for him. But just judging by how he was when he fought like John Kreese, just wouldn't place him as high. But anyway,
I would have put him top of this list. Wait, who's the other adult? Because you got Mr. Miyagi. Yeah, we are including him. No, fair enough. I'd have to put him second on this list. I would have to put... I know this is why they say, but I just prefer... I sort of... In the Karate Kid films, I prefer Danny. Or Daniel. Also. But in now films, now Cobra Kai, I like Johnny Lawrence. And I think the fact is that Lawrence. Yeah. And I'm surprised you put John Kreese above him.
Yeah, same. Well, so in number three, it might not come in as surprise, it's Daniel LaRusso. The reason I place him here is because out of John Kreese and Mr. Miyagi and like Johnny Lawrence, he's not as like good as the two things, say John Kreese and Mr. Miyagi. The reason I place him higher than Johnny is because well, just by judging how he like responded, he's quite adaptable. Like, often even crushed and things like that. Say in the first Karate Kid, that kick he did, he's thinking in more calm, relaxed ways. Although he's quite a hothead, I think when they fight, it was very neck and neck, really. It's quite hard to judge, but. As a fighter, I think he might have a bit more skill than Johnny Lawrence. This is going to be very controversial.
I disagree with that.
Opinion now because when it boils down to skill, it's really hard to make a difference between the two. But
I'm afraid I do disagree with that. I do. I put Johnny above John Kreese and Daniel LaRusso. I put John Kreese in fourth. I mean, we all have our own opinions, but I sort of feel sentimental towards Johnny Lawrence. So I feel like I'm obviously going to be biased right here, but then this is your list, so. But we all have different opinions.
Yeah, honestly, it comes. Like, I don't want to be biased, so I'm not going to place him as high as Daniel LaRusso. So for number two, which is like the big build up. I'm going to place John Kreese there. And I'm not going to go into too much detail why I placed him here. I think he's definitely better than Johnny Lawrence because when they fight, when they first reunite, it ends with Johnny Lawrence being smashed against the mirror.
Yeah, but that's because he shows mercy, like Miguel. Like, do you think Robbie's better because he didn't accept the mercy?
Yeah, but Johnny Lawrence didn't accept mercy there either.
No, he was given mercy. Remember, he had him in the neck. He basically won the fight. He had him in the neck. He had him in the headlock, and then he let go. And John Creese says showing mercy to an old man, something. I think he says like something like honorful. I don't even know if that's the word. And then he goes and stupid, and then takes him down. What I think. Well, that first episode there is exactly the same as the last episode of Miguel showing Robbie mercy. That's silly. That's something that I just thought of. In the first episode, you see someone give mercy and they fail.
I didn't see that much similarity between it. I didn't really compare them, the two scenes, but now I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm still going to place them above Johnny Lawrence and Daniel LaRusso. I think Daniel LaRusso is definitely better than him. I think he's better than Danny Lawrence, even.
Johnny Lawrence. You mean what? You mix their names there.
I was just trying to think of what I said, but I do think he's slightly better than Daniel LaRusso, but really not by much. But yeah, again, I think the top from 4 to 2 just. They're quite hard ones.
Yeah, very hard.
Number one wasn't that hard to choose. I'll explain my reason in a minute. But it's just, you've got to place it somewhere, and I really didn't know where. So I just placed it on the general order of how it went in the films. In the actual old films. Because obviously we haven't seen Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence fight. We have only seen a little bit of John Creese and Johnny Lawrence fight, but I'm still judging off Karate, so... So, I think for number one, it's not that hard.
Yeah, you had to choose this. Mr. Miyagi.
And I don't think there's really much explaining needed why.
Yeah, there isn't.
But I'll give an example. Say in Karate Kid 2, so John Creese, after the tournament, starts to like hurt his students. Say, like, Johnny Lawrence, he starts to try to kill him basically, and Mr. Miyagi basically tries to stop him and says, "I challenge you to a fight," kind of thing. And the punch, obviously, John Creese strikes first, and misses and
hits the window and starts bleeding his hand.
Bleeding. And then Mr. Miyagi like does it again and dodges and hits the other the same car with the other hand. And it happens again, and then John Creese just basically gets on his knees and grovels. So it takes a man to not even fight, but to just use his weaknesses against you to actually show what true like.
He's wise. He's amazing at karate, and he's literally like, you can't fault him in a way, because he's always doing it for the good, and he'll always show mercy. Yeah. He'll always do it for good. Yeah. And if he doesn't think someone needs to, if he thinks someone needs to stop, then he'll tell them. And then if they don't stop and try and take him out, he'll just take them out. Like, he'll give it to them double back. He'll give it to them back double.
So I think that comes to the end of the rating list.
That is a great list. Yeah.
Obviously, if any of you guys watching have any different opinions, obviously let know in the comments, which is. I'm pretty sure that Max wants to know your different opinions.
Yeah, I definitely do. I've got different opinions. But like Riley said, comment in the comments. I definitely know I've got a bit of a different opinions here. But then we all have our own opinions. So if you enjoyed this rating list, please don't forget to like it. Subscribe. Please just subscribe. And go on to the new Instagram account, The Rating List Podcast, in underscores between each word. Don't forget Riley's YouTube channel. We'll be leaving that in the comments as well. So, well done, Riley. It's not a hard list to write. And I forgot to mention at the start of this, on the 25th of January, so in like 3 months' time, I believe, that it is a year anniversary of the Rating List podcast. So we are not going to just act it as a normal episode. We'll, in fact, do a bigger episode. We'll have a subject. We'll have five people. Hopefully by that time, I'm not self-isolating and Riley's not self-isolating. Hopefully Riley will be able to do it. We already got a few people doing it, but it's going to be a big episode, so make sure you're here to listen to that, because it will be a few hours long, I imagine. But it's going to be great.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah. So yeah. Thanks again for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast, like the episode, go onto Instagram, follow the account. If you have any inquiries or questions, please ask me about any of them. Catch you on the next one.